Stager Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.
Good morning, everyone. This is Shel Broadnax with Stager Talk. I am here with Amy George from Texas. Amy George, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Shel. How are you doing?
Good morning. I am doing absolutely fantastic. I'm excited about today's topic. For those of you, if you are on the fence about going to RESACON, I really highly suggest you get off that fence and get in there. There's all kinds of education for you. One of my most favorite subjects is what we're going to talk about today. And Amy, you're giving a presentation on growing your business with realtor and home seller workshops, which is, I think, probably obvious to everybody, one of my most passionate subject matters ever. And I know it is for you as well. So tell us a little bit about why you wanted to do this particular session.
Well, I've been teaching the class since 2011, and I can't tell you how much it has helped to grow my business and really put me on the map. As the Texas state president, I have a lot of stagers that are members of RESA that want to come and shadow me, and they want to learn more. They want to learn as much as they can. And a big question that they always ask is, you know, how can I get in front of the realtor? How can I leverage my marketing efforts? How can I do this? So this is one of the best ways. And I can speak from my own personal experience on how it has helped to grow my business.
So when you say the class that we're talking about, for those that are unaware of the class, it's called Staging to Sell, What Every Agent Should Know. And we are super excited about this particular program. Because like you said, it does help you grow your business. But most importantly, what this class does, it's really truly about educating the real estate industry on the local level. Would you agree?
Right.
Can you hear me, Amy?
Yes, I can hear you.
I think we just lost Amy.
No, I'm here.
There you go. I can hear you now. Yep.
I'm here. I'm sorry. Can you repeat your last question?
If I could remember what it was, I would. Isn't it about really, it's really having technical difficulties. For those of you who can't tell, we'll just announce it to everybody. Wouldn't you agree that the class is really, the most important aspect of the class is to educate the real estate industry locally, the brokers, the realtors on the local level. It's very important to be able just to give them solid information about real estate staging and how it can help their clients.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like I said before, it's helped. What really has opened my eyes is how much they really don't understand about what we do. And education is so important. And I can't tell you, you know, coming away from the class, how many praises I get after. They just don't realize. They think that we're just going to go in and move furniture around and have no idea what's truly involved. The services that we offer, and again, it really does just come down to educating them. That way they can also educate their clients and put their best face forward with a stager on their team.
Right. And that's the key too, stager on your team. So it's not just, you know, what really makes an impact, I would say, for the real estate agent themselves in changing their business model is to work with a stager that they're collaborating with. Be a team. Don't do onesies and twosies. You want to change your business as a real estate agent to help your clients to the best that you possibly can do is to collaborate with a professional real estate stager and do it on all your clients. Because when you really think about it, your job as a salesperson, as a real estate agent, to sell your clients real estate. And it's really your fiduciary responsibility to get them top dollar, to get it sold as quickly as possible, and to be able to educate them on everything it is that they can do in order to achieve those goals. And staging is actually the only proven method that will reduce your time on the market and can also bring you a higher sales price ultimately.
Right. And proven method with the Risa stats and everything that we have to offer. So, in addition to what we provide with the course, I also always include my own personal stats that I keep track of, because on a local level, you're the professional. You do need to let them know, because, you know, that's going to be their next question is what is that going to do for us on a local level? And then we also remind them that over time, once they add a stager to their team, they'll be able to keep track of their own stats and add that there. Presentations, their listing presentations that they can present to their clients. So it's just great all the way around. We also remind them that we are their walking billboard. You know, we're there representing them, and we'll coach them on how to present staging to their clients, and then just really build that relationship and create that team of having us as their professional.
I couldn't agree more. I think that I think a lot of homeowners are starting to get it maybe a little bit more than the real estate agents in certain areas of the country. We see a lot of homeowners going out and contacting the stagers first. And still sometimes we see real estate agents that don't quite get it. And then we see real estate agents that try to do it on their own, which doesn't seem to go well most of the time. There are exceptions out there. Don't tweet me. I get there's exceptions, but the bottom line is it's a full-time profession. And if you do it part-time, you're going to get part-time results. If you do it as a hobby, you're going to get hobby results. But when you're an agent and you're doing what you do best and you're partnering with the stager that does what they do best, that's a winning combination all the way around. In addition to this, let's just talk about teaching a class for a stager. What does that do for you as far as raising your level of professionalism, number one? And it also really does cement you as the expert in your local area, wouldn't you agree?
Yes. So in addition to your own promoting, your own marketing, over time, you'll get, if you're using it correctly and you're using the social media platforms, boosting that recognition among your peers in networking. Every networking event that I go to, whether it be WCR or an event at the Austin Board of Realtors or the local Board of Realtors, wherever you are, you've got to constantly network and put your face forward. It's rewarding when you see those people that you've been working so hard to network with, you know, come to you instead of you having to seek them out, you know, saying, I saw, you know, that you're speaking at your board of realtors and just praising you. And honestly, like I said, I've been teaching since 2011, and the way I've managed to kind of climb up and build my reputation, not only as an instructor or as a leader, but as a business owner. So positioning myself as an expert and then seeing how it's going to be portrayed and then getting that rewarding feedback from the realtors that are out there, you know, watching me on social media and providing all that positive feedback. And again, I get a lot of new stagers that are coming into the business wanting to explore that and wanting to shadow and come and sit on the class, which is something that we offer as well. Do you want to talk about that?
No, I agree 100%. In fact, right now we're going to take a quick commercial break from our sponsor. And then when we come back, let's talk about professional development, which is really another sidebar of what this is. You're not only just educating real estate agents, but it's the trifecta, what you were saying. You know, you've got you as the expert, as the instructor, as a business owner. It's all about professional development. So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick 30-second break for our sponsor. Hang tight.
Working with Court Furniture Rental makes sense for home stagers in a number of ways. A wide variety of furniture selection, delivery in as little as 48 hours, professional installation, no warehousing, repairing, or cleaning, and flexible lease terms. By teaming up with Court, you can focus on the bigger vision and spend less time installing furniture. If you are a professional home stager, contact us today for your furniture needs. Be sure to let us know if you are a RESA member and receive a 10% discount. For more information about partnering with Court, call 888-360-0000. 800-270-2678.
Shel Brodnack's back with Stager Talk. I'm here today with Amy George. Amy George is a professional real estate stager in Texas. She is the Real Estate Staging Association 2016 State President of Texas. And we're so excited to speak to Amy today. And we're going to talk a little bit about professional development. I think as stagers go, stagers get into the industry and some want to do it right from the get-go, and some are in the industry for a while and then want to put another layer of professionalism onto their business model. But RESA is really about professional development. You talked about being a leader, being an instructor, and how that raises the bar for yourself, for your business model. So let's talk about that for a little bit, really about what being a leader in RESA and then combining that with being an instructor and how that's elevated you to expert status.
Well, I think the easiest, the best way to describe it for me was when I first joined, I knew I was so passionate about this industry and I wanted to do the most I could. So with setting goals for myself and my business, I also set them as far as the industry itself, because as we know, staging is still a growing industry. So it's really important for education above anything. So as RESA has grown, I have also increased my leadership from just starting out from the planning committee to VP of membership to president and now state president of Texas. And it's been quite interesting to see how the industry has grown and what it has done for me. But development is always necessary and education is always necessary. And again, setting those goals and constantly challenging yourself and what's next. And as the industry changes, you have got to change with it. And you know that eventually our goal is to make staging the industry standard. And we've talked about this. We've had conversations about this. But being part of leadership, it also positions you as the expert and it gives you just recognition among your peers in your industry. Wouldn't you
absolutely
agree?
I totally agree. And in addition, it elevates you to your potential clients as well. I think that, you know, a trade association business model is not new. I mean, NAR has been around for so many years, probably over 100 years right now. Women's Council has been around for over 70 years. I know that. And it's the same business model. You can get BNI, any type of networking groups. It's about leadership. And the people that participate in leadership, there are really a lot of the movers and the shakers in the industry. I mean, real estate agents have been doing it forever. And now real estate stagers can practice, do the same practices and have success in their own businesses and elevate themselves to the professionalism. And everything it is that you learn along the way just goes to add to the knowledge base that you need just to even run your own business. So when you add that layer of professionalism on top of what you're doing, and through your social media and on your blog, on your website, if you're blogging about the class that you just taught or the RESA event that you just attended or that you were just newly elected to the board of a local chapter or to RESA National, people that see that when they come to your website, they're looking and they're reading. And these things are important to people because they want to know that who they're dealing with is a real, true professional. This is somebody that's, when you do all these things, it puts that layer of expert status on you. So there's no dispute. This is somebody who's a mover and shaker. This is a person who is absolutely involved and cares passionately about their own industry because they are so involved in that. And I think it will actually help people close a lot of deals when they add these layers into their repertoire of skills, so to speak. Let's talk about homeowner workshops.
Okay.
What is your thoughts on the homeowner workshop angle?
Well, I think if you are not adding that, then you're definitely missing out on what that has to offer. We've talked about the different workshops in the past, and a homeowner workshop is one of them. And, you know, whether you do it at a real estate office and offer them to come in, bring pictures of their home, I mean, that is your invitation to start booking those appointments, and inviting them to come out and bring their photos, encouraging them to, you might as well be in their living room when you ask them to do that. But homeowner workshops are definitely another way to market your leveraging efforts or your professional development.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those of you that are not really familiar with what we're talking about, a homeowner workshop is really just a consultation with several homeowners at one time. So when you do a walk and talk consult, you're there with the homeowners and you're in their particular home, and you're doing this because it's DIY. They want to know everything that they can do on their own in order to stage that property for sale. Where a homeowner workshop, you're just bringing the homeowners to one central location. Like Amy said, they bring the pictures. You can put them up on the PowerPoint if you collect them ahead of time. And this way, when you go through the different pictures and you're giving the feedback, all the homeowners are benefiting. Even though it's just not on their particular home at that moment, their picture will go up on the next one, and then you talk about that. So there's little bits that everybody can learn from everybody's properties to see the different tweaks and the different enhancements that one can make, improvements that you're going to make, actually. And so I think it's a great way. You're doing one workshop one time. If you get three couples in there, three homeowners in there, you could have gone out and spent your time driving to three different locations and spending 2 hours with three different people. This here, you're doing it in a few hours and getting the same results. I love the concept. I think it's brilliant. And then when you combine that with putting this on your website, having a schedule on your website, when you'll be having these workshops, again, the professionalism is there. And then when people come to your website and they see that you're a busy stager.
That's right.
So tell us what we can expect. If you let's talk about RisaCon. I know you've gone to many RisaCons. For somebody who's on the fence about deciding whether or not they should go, what would you say to that?
Get off that fence. Get off. It is really just, I just can't even describe it. Being able to not only network with your peers, but with some of our top industry leaders that are going to be sharing with you and offering you real life experiences. You know, they're the first ones to say, learn from our mistakes, and it's all about making the next right steps. And a lot of times, people say, even if you just take one thing away, at RisaCon, you take so many things away, and it's broken down and set up to where you take notes and then you have your top three actions. I know you're really great at putting all those things together, but RisaCon is just great. If you have any questions, you can feel free to call me and I'll tell you all about it, because it is fabulous.
Yeah, I love it. We've really seen it grown over the years. And this year, we'd actually been having it at the Treasure Island in Vegas, and I loved having it at the TI. The staff there was amazing. The food was amazing. But we've grown out of it. Simply put, it just can't hold us anymore. So we pulled the trigger and moved it out to the M Resort, which is absolutely completely luxe. Everybody is going to love it. It's wonderful. We still have early bird pricing going on till October 31st. So if you're a RISA member, you can go for only $475. Non-RISA members are $651. However, if you join RISA, you'll get the RISA pricing. And there's enough of a price difference that you're still going to save money by also getting your RISA membership. So it's definitely worth it. This year, we also have Sabrina Soto. I mean, who doesn't love Sabrina Soto? She is like the sweetheart of HGTV, right?
Yes. Yes, definitely excited to see her.
I'm very, very excited to meet her. I wanted to bring her in a few years ago and we weren't able to do it. But this year I reached out and it worked out and her schedule was free. So we're very excited to see her. And again, we have all types of sessions for people. We do have them categorized. We have three sessions running at a time and we have it set up for newbie, intermediate stager, and then more tenured stager. Now that doesn't mean that you have to, if you're a newbie, that you have to go to the newbie one, but it's geared towards newbies. So that way, but if you're a newbie and you want to go to a mid-level or you want to go to a tenured, you certainly can. If you want to get a heads up on it, you're free to choose whatever it is that you'd like to do. And then let's talk about Home Staging Industry Awards for a minute. Okay. This has just been amazing over the years to watch. We have seriously watched our awards going from where you just used to turn in a PDF a couple projects that you had and had them voting. We had some celebrity judges in the beginning, some realtors judging, some famous Women's Council of Realtors leadership judging as well. And now we have this amazing, beautiful voting system. The stagers, can we say people have raised the bar over the years.
No.
I mean, you look at these staging photos now and they're just phenomenal.
Yes. Very exciting.
And I know I've spoken to a few of the winners up in Canada recently, and I asked them, I said, hey, did anything ever happen to you after you won these awards? They won the Canadian Vacant Stager of the Year and the Occupied, and it was Red Bear Nuevo and Susie Piera, and they both moved into warehouses after they won their awards. They did their press releases, came home, and business just started booming. And I think that, you know, it's a really great way to be able to market yourself, because we have not only do you, you know, I don't want people not to join because they think, oh, it's only one person wins. We have top 10 lists. So we have several categories where 10 people are getting on that top 10 list. And that's nothing to sneeze about. That's a pretty great accomplishment. And then, of course, we have our winners as well.
Right. Yeah. It's a great way to help catapult yourself and into, you know, the top industry award winning company. It's great. It's a great opportunity.
Well, we're excited about it. And we're going to just talk about a couple of the learning objectives. Let's loop back around to your workshop. Mm-hmm. You're going to teach people, one, how to learn how to become a residential expert in their area, learn how to leverage your marketing efforts with a variety of workshops, and discover how to convert realtors and home sellers into clients. And again, the topic is growing your business with realtor and home seller workshops. And Amy, you're going to be presenting this topic. Both you and I, it's one of our most favorite subjects that we like to chat about. And is there anything else that you want to add that people can expect to glean words of wisdom from your workshop?
Glean words of wisdom. Well, you know, really what it does for me, it's very rewarding. Every time I have a class, you know, I leave learning something new, and really because it's set up as more of a collaboration. You know, I hear from a lot of home stagers that they're afraid to speak in front of an audience, and they really haven't found their voice. But, you know, once you study your material, you know what you're talking about and you're passionate about it, people can really see that and it comes through. But, you know, we do have the Q&A set up, and a lot of times that is when, you know, realtors will challenge other realtors or, you know, with just different things. And we learn so much from that. It's just definitely rewarding. But how you convert them to your clients is, again, I mean, they get really excited because they don't realize that all that we have to offer. Again, they think that we're going to go in and just do some space planning when they really discover, you know, we're nothing short of like a home inspection. We're going to be opening cabinets and inspecting things and making repair recommendations and deferred maintenance and all of those things. And when they really realize that, they start pulling out their phones and they want us to look at this current listing that they have and want to book us right then and there. And, you know, even if you're not in the area, a great thing, a beautiful thing that we have with RESA is, you know, we don't have to service every single area. Austin is huge and it's growing, and we have a lot of surrounding areas. So being part of a local chapter, you can refer that business to, you know, something that say is 50 miles away and you don't want to drive all the way out, you can refer to somebody within your local chapter or within RESA. So that's a beautiful thing as well. And when realtors realize that we're all part of, you know, an association and we're all part of a team, they hold us in a higher regard as well.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I love what you said when you see them get excited in a class. It's I taught a class in Southern California at the end of last year, I think it was, or the beginning of this year. And it was just so funny because afterwards, one of the agents came up to me and said, "Oh, wow, I really, really like this. And I've got a listing that'll do it. I just don't think my client will pay for it." And this was after the class, and he challenged me in the class. I mean, I gave him a lot of great information. He was a fun guy. And four real estate agents looked at him at the same time and said, "Yes, they will." It was so funny how it came about. And I looked at him like, "You really think they, after everything I just showed you, they wouldn't pay for it?" And he goes, "Yeah, well, maybe if you talk to them, they would." And I'm like, "Well, you got to get you with a great stage." And I was able to refer that agent to somebody locally. So we hope it worked out for him. But I agree. I love watching the little light bulb moments where they just don't realize everything that they can do, and the transformations. They're really shocked at some of the transformations. They are night and day differences.
Yes. Yeah. They're really shocked. And, you know, a lot of my before and afters are the real thing. You know, we'll go into a house that is upside down, and, you know, I joke about it. I say, sometimes you walk into these rooms, these real life situations, and you just want to walk right back out because it's chaotic, you know, but this is real estate, and this is what we deal with. So for you know, what I'm presenting to them is how you go about, you know, creating categories and piecing it together and really doing a lot of hand holding with the client. So when they begin to understand that, and a lot of times they're wanting me to go in and do their own property. It's crazy. But the other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, because Texas is so big, you know, I represent the Central Texas area. And one thing that we do is we'll study the area, you know, come into studying the area demographic. But like tomorrow, well, Thursday, I have a class out in one of a rural area in Killeen, Texas. And so doing a little bit of homework before I go out there, because, you know, the price differences are very different from the city. So it's interesting to go into a smaller area because their challenges are a little bit different. But, you know, staging stands on its own. I mean, it's necessary regardless of the price point of the house. And I did have that question not too long ago. They said, "Well, at what price point do you consider staging?" And there's no price point. Every house has a roof and exterior walls, and they should all be treated the same, was my answer to that realtor. So it's just, you know, it's a constant collaboration, and I love it. I always go away from classes learning something different or having a different perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we have somebody, sometimes people call in for questions, and sometimes people just use the line to be able to listen to. So we have somebody that's called in. So I'm going to click over and let's see if this person has a question or if they're just listening to us.
Okay.
Hey there, caller from the 760 area code. Do you have a question for myself or for Amy? Caller, last four digits of your number is 2050. Do you have a question? Nope. Okay. Looks like they're just listening in to us. I wish there was a way with a system to put in their names so we could see and call them out, so we let them know that we're talking to them. So if you do have a question, we're going to stay on for a couple more minutes. If you want to give us a call in, you certainly can do that. The call-in number is 323-870-3426. So Amy, how long have you been staging?
I've been staging since 2009 in the Austin area.
Awesome. Did you stage before there, or were you just always in Austin?
Just always in Austin. Yeah. At one point I thought I was going to, you know, branch out a little bit, but Austin has had so much growth that I've just kept it local.
Yeah. Awesome. And everything has changed since the way back then. I mean, who we were as an industry, we were so fragmented, and now we're so unified. It's just been an amazing amount of growth. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, it's great to see the growth and the support that we have. I mean, I know when I first joined RESA, I was just so amazed by all the stagers coming together and collaborating. They weren't competitive. They were just so willing to share. And again, offering the shadowing opportunities, that was just phenomenal and great. We have a lot of staging pioneers that really helped do all the groundwork, and I'm grateful for it. That's why when we needed leadership and volunteers to volunteer our time to help grow the industry and educate, I was all about it. I was right there, doing the groundwork with them and doing charity events. We love to do our charity events here locally. That's another way to get your name out there if you haven't explored any of those opportunities, because we are in front of the clients all day long, day in, day out, and they're getting rid of things just so they can move on to their next place. And we've had lots of opportunities where our clients have donated items and we use them for whether it be for a women's shelter or a children's shelter or something. We always have a charity event that we donate towards every year, and we're very passionate about that here locally in Austin.
You know, what I love about the business model of a networking membership association such as RESA is that for everything it is that you do when you volunteer your time, that's marketing your business. So it comes back to you. One, you're fulfilling a civic duty if you feel a sense of that to give back to the community, and it helps grow the real estate industry, it helps educate on the local level, and it helps you grow your own business and sets you apart as the expert. So with everything that you give comes back to you tenfold, and the charity events from some of the chapters that we've seen over the last few years, the things that everybody's done has been absolutely amazing. The press that you can get from a charity event that brings awareness to one, your benefactor, your cause, your charity, and then number two, just for the staging in general, it's breathtaking to watch it all. It really does. I'm so excited about it. Every time I see an organized staging charity event, it just warms my heart because people are really giving back to their community and making a difference. And it helps you grow your business by default. So it's a win-win.
And, you know, like I said, every year we're just looking for that opportunity to be able to give back. And when we're in the industry where, you know, I was just at a client's home yesterday and she's getting rid of, you know, some really nice bedroom furniture that we can then donate. So it's great.
I love it. Well, we are at the end of our time. These things go by so quickly. Can you let everybody know if you are in the Austin area and you were looking for a stager, how can they reach you?
Yes, if they are in the Austin area and looking for a stager, we are on the web. You can go to the realestatestagingassociation.com and search the Austin, Texas area. I think it's the easiest way. I don't have the link in front of me for our local chapter, but you can go to the Real Estate Staging Association and search for a stager in your area is the easiest way to find us.
Yep, so that's realestatestagingassociation.com. On the menu, there's a find a stager. And then under that, there's also find the chapter. So you can go down to the different regions, click on region 10 and expand everything out. And then the RESA Central Texas is centraltexas.resa-hq.org. So it's centraltexas.resa-hq.org. If you're on the fence about going to RESACon, please check us out, resaconvention.com. If you haven't entered the Home Staging Industry Awards, there is still time to do that, which is homestagingindustryawards.com. Again, the early bird pricing ends on October 31st, and the convention is January 19th, 20th, and 21st at the M Resort in Las Vegas. Check us out, and thank you all for joining us. Until next time, Amy George, thank you for being my guest. It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
Thank you, Shel.
Stager Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.